Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. This is haywire, man. This is crazy.
All over the place. You know what? Also, too, I'm getting that signal from the other station in my headphones. Like, I straight up have a music bed in my heavens. Right now, it's that, what's that song? Wait, I'll tell you what it is. I think it's what's that? What's a Cabby Cabello or whatever? I don't care. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. Basically, you have another station bleeding into your headphones.
Exactly.
I can't connect to the station, so I'm using my USB mic. I can barely hear you because you're on your webcam. It sounds like you're on like an OnlyFans account.
I am actually right now on broadcast. No one's watching. No one's watching my OnlyFans. Now it's quite sad.
You know?
Quite sad. But hey, we're going to make it work, buddy. If anybody can do it, it's you and I, man. You and I, we can do it. Okay.
You can do it. You can do it.
Yeah, you can. Now we suck again. Anyway. All right. Well, hey, let's get to it. We'll keep muscling through this. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweisers, other great drinks. So when your computer's on the fritz, at least you got something tasty to drink to take your mind off of it. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe pour a little beer on the phone. Maybe that'll help. Pour a nice Budweiser on there.
There you go.
That'll
help it out. Let's try it out. We'll see what Engineer Terry.
He'd love that, I'm sure.
Feels about that. You know. Hey, real quick, touching on the LeBron thing from yesterday. I got to watch the highlights. I got to watch not the last shot. I should say the record-breaking shot. Have you seen it? Have you watched it?
I have not yet because I'm not that interested. All right, he made the shot.
Like amazing shot.
If the ball would have been, if it would have been on fire and they would have done NBA Jam style, I'd probably be on board. But it's like, all right, okay.
Yeah, after watching it, okay. Yeah, I must say, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. It was a good-looking, record-breaking shot, if you will. But question, I got a question around it. And after watching it yesterday, and I watched a bunch of clips, and I watched, like, the post-game interview, and everything is great around it. It really is. You know, and a lot of people loving it. A lot of people, a lot of great things said about LeBron James and everything around him and his career. And absolutely amazing. But after watching everything last night, I got one question. So it was like at the end of the third quarter, they were down, I believe, maybe like six or so when he hit the shot. So he hits the shot. Obviously, they call a timeout. I'm not sure if LA called a timeout or what, but basically everybody comes out onto the floor.
Yeah.
It almost looks like, you know, like a game winning shot when everybody kind of rushes the floor and yet his kids came down, you know, his mom came down to the floor and it was like this big hoorah celebration. And then I looked down at the ticker and I'm like, it's only the third quarter. This isn't just a timeout. You guys are losing. You know, I get it. It's like an NBA. You know, it's huge. It's a huge feat in the NBA.
You still got a game to play, huh?
There's still a game going on. And I was wondering watching this yesterday, what other sport do they like shut the game down? Like if somebody breaks a record within the sport, like, hey, I mean, it was a big ordeal.
Because what you got to look at is like okay, let's say in football, Tom Brady throws the record setting touchdown pass. All right,
the 500th.
The game then stops though either way because he threw the touchdown pass. Right. So there's a stopping point. Baseball, you crack a home run. You know, it's the 3,000th home run. There's kind of a stopping point before the next guy. But, yeah, in basketball, you shoot a hoop. Well, the next team gets the ball, and they go down the court. Would have been better if someone would have got the ball, inbounded it right then, and then just went and dunked.
Just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was longer than a 30-second timeout.
Yeah.
They had to clear the floor. They had to get They basically had like a halftime show after that shot. You know, they had people singing.
Did Kareem come out then or did he come out later? He did. He did come out then. Okay. 100%.
He was there. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, it was a very cool thing. It was a great celebration. But the whole time I'm thinking, I'm like, we still got a game to play here.
Is the game
losing?
Is the game over, or
you know, should we just wrap the game up?
Did they end up losing that game?
You know what? I couldn't tell you that.
Yeah, don't know.
I couldn't tell you. There's so much around LeBron breaking that record. I don't even know if they won the game or not.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody does.
I mean, if they lost, does that take a little bit away from it? Like, well, that's great. You scored your points, but we still didn't win the game.
They definitely won, right? They won.
I don't know. I think they lost. Losers. Bunch of losers.
Craziness, though, man. Here's more craziness about that. Tonight, the Milwaukee Bucks travel to Los Angeles to face the Lakers. A few days ago, which we just talked about, looked like a hot sports ticket because obviously LeBron James was chasing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time points record. A lot of people paid a lot of money to be at this game, hoping to see history be made. And then, like we just said, LeBron broke the record on Tuesday. So now it's just a regular-ass game.
Yep.
People can purchase the ticket for less than $100 right now. Surprisingly, the people who paid thousands of dollars to attend this game are getting roasted, getting massacred
good.
On social media.
They deserve it. They deserve it, okay? You know? The only person I may feel bad for, if there's like a legit diehard LeBron fan who's like, oh, my God, he's my favorite. I love him. He is, you know, you worship him. Maybe it's an old guy who's been a Lakers fan for, is he with the Lakers right now? He's on the Lakers, right?
Like he tried to get the tickets to the previous game,
yeah,
but you couldn't.
And he's
so
just,
you're like, damn it, I'm just going to chance it.
He's been a fan his whole life, and he finally gets to see this amazing thing happen, and okay, there, and he sold some stuff or whatever, but still, though, I guess maybe I don't feel that bad, because if you're that stupid to, I don't know, maybe I'm being a dick, about it, but I just, that's what you get for spending that kind of money, you know what I mean?
I want to say LeBron had 38 points. Did he have 38 points that night, or did he have to get 38 to be the record?
I think he had 38 points that night, and he needed like 33 or something.
Which is, I mean, that's a lot of points.
Yeah.
That's scoring a lot of points in a night. It very well could have been this game that he broke the record, but hey, man, could you imagine paying that money, and now it's just a regular-ass game?
No, because I would never spend that much on a single ticket, all right?
Do you think it's like the mood's going to be deflated in the stadium because of it?
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of
people there going to be like
there's going to be a bunch of people there sulking because they paid thousands of dollars for a ticket.
Number 6, LeBron James.
What if LeBron takes the night off cuz of all the celebrations?
He's hungover from the game from celebration.
Yeah, I'm not going to play today. So not only do they not get to see history made, LeBron's not even suiting up for the game.
My God. Actually, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the Lakers are taking the night off. We will have the Harlem Globetrotters playing the Washington Nationals. That'd be kind of cool, actually.
Oh, that would be cool. I'd pay more to see that, to be honest.
You know. Anyway, hey, LeBron breaking the record. People disappointed coming up here tonight. All right, moving on, man. More about tickets. Here we go. This is a ticket kind of a morning. Super Bowl. Another year of ridiculous ticket prices. So far, it looks like the tickets for Sunday's game will be the second most expensive in history. The average ticket price is nearly $9,000.
So stupid. God almighty.
It's the cheapest ticket going for around $5,500.
That's the cheapest one?
Cheapest one, $5,500. Corner, you're behind the goalpost. You're in the corner. You can't see anything. You're facing backwards.
You're facing backwards. You're actually hanging off the side of the stadium, trying to pull yourself up. So my buddy and Dwight, and I do a podcast, and a lot of it goes conspiracy theories. And last night we talked about the NFL or sports being rigged, and we started talking about ticket prices. And this was one of the things I brought up, and why I'm just I'm starting to think there's more to work here, but more at work behind the scenes, because there's the amount of money that is being just hucked around and made by people. That's insane. Where is it played again, Hunter?
It is in Arizona.
What's the state? Do you remember the stadium? I can't remember.
Washington. It's what? It's State Farm.
Is it the State Farm Stadium? It's the State Farm Stadium. Okay, here's what I want to look up. State Farm Stadium seating capacity.
I'm guessing 80,000.
63,400. So let's do a little bit of math here. Let's do a little bit of math. So let's just lowball all the tickets. So let's do 63,400 times, you said five was the cheapest?
5,500. So if they were all 5,500.
And so we'll just say that. That's $348 million.
Wow.
Almost $349 million. It's 348.7.
That's absolutely insane.
For one game. And that's just if they were all the nosebleed price of.
No. Yeah, you up that. You have 55. So honestly.
Even more.
You can almost say double that, because the average ticket price is 9,000.
Maybe half a billion dollars at this one game.
Easy half a bill.
That's, dude.
if not reaching close to a bill, because you think about it, some of these tickets are way more than that.
What is the NFL?
Pay up to $20,000 per ticket.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, does it hit a billion?
That's absurd.
That's what is the NFL doing with that much money? Because that's not going to the players. All right, and I know you got to pay staff and everything, but it's not like all of the people that work for the NFL are millionaires.
You know,
dude, that's ridiculous, man. Can I be honest? I'm kind of over the Super Bowl this year. I'm not really interested in the teams. I'm not really interested in that. Like, it seems like the fanfare is kind of, I don't know. And with the prices.
I just want the Eagles to win. I want to see them beat up Kansas City.
There's also a part of me that I'm like, I wish Jalen Hurts would have to put in a little bit more time. And I know that sounds terrible, but he's 24 and he has a good chance at winning a Super Bowl. And it's like, man. I feel like you should have to play a few more seasons, okay? Like, come on. Ridiculous. Yeah,
he hasn't put in his time. Well, hey, man, he's played ridiculous.
I know. It's
well
nuts.
Deserved where he's
it's
at.
It's nuts. You know? So it'll fall on him. He will be the, in my opinion, he will be the difference maker. If he runs all over Kansas.
The determining factor.
Yeah. And I know that's crazy to say one guy, but. Both teams are pretty equally matched up when it comes to throwing and running the ball, okay? Here's the one difference is that Jalen Hurts is a better runner than Patrick Mahomes. And if he can find the weakness in the Kansas City defense, I think he's going to be the difference maker in that. If they can't stop him, then I think it's game over for the Chiefs. I really do. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd like to give you my opinion, but I'm just going to shut up because the last two opinions I have are absolutely completely wrong.
So wrong. No, come on. Let's hear it. Maybe you've learned.
I think the Eagles have it for sure.
Yeah.
I think we've seen a little dent in the Chiefs armor, if you will. Yeah. But I think it's going to be closer than you think. Mahomes is just, dude, he's just no joke, and I'm sick of it.
I don't know why
I'm sick of it, because I like the guy. I have nothing against Mahomes, but.
I'm going to disagree with you on the fact that Mahomes is insane, because Mahomes also has had a plethora of targets and running backs, and not to mention Andy. Not saying he's not an awesome quarterback, but when you got Travis Kelce, when you had Tyreek Hill for two of your runs, I mean, it's not like he's throwing to rookies, you know?
We could say that for a lot of different quarterbacks as well. A lot of people have targets. So Mahomes is amazing, dude. I mean, he's going to be – here's why we're saying this, because we both know there's going to be a good portion of our lives where we have to talk about this guy. It's not going to end now. He's going to be around next year. He's going to be around the year after. He's going to be around when we're 55 years old. We're going to be talking about Mahomes and the damn Super Bowl again.
Here's where I'm at, though, Hunter. Put him on the Detroit Lions.
I think he's still fantastic.
Still fantastic. Not three Super Bowls in a row. Or three years.
Super Bowls in a row, but he changes that whole program.
He does great things for that program. But we've also seen great quarterbacks, you know, in crap teams that, you know, I don't know. I think you put him on any other team other than the Chiefs behind Andy Reid and that lineup. I don't think he has the success that he has.
No, I disagree with you. I think he might be the best quarterback in the NFL, possibly maybe the best quarterback of all time.
He's got it all. What doesn't he have?
He's in the Super Bowl on one foot. Who else can hop around on one foot and make it to the Super Bowl?
Didn't Brady play with like a broken foot or something, broken toe or something like that?
No,
I don't know.
Not like Patrick Mahomes.
I think it's easy to say right now because it's been very positive for the Chiefs, but I don't see it. Again, I know that sounds crazy, and I'm not saying he's some schlub, but he's doing
this in the ridiculous competitive NFL we're dealing with nowadays. Think about Mahomes back if he was playing 15 years ago. Brady probably wouldn't have seven rings.
I disagree. He's got Travis Kelce, who's basically a receiver, not a tight end. He had the fastest receiver in the NFL with great hands. All right, when you have targets like that, it makes it a little bit easier to do some great things.
Yeah. Well, what about Tua and the fastest receiver now? Why aren't they doing it? So you don't have Kelce?
They don't have Kelce, and I don't think – I mean, Tua was great. But, again, there's a great quarterback on a not-so-great team, and they still did good things, though. You know what I mean? But the overall Dolphins program, you can't compare that to the Chiefs and Andy Reid. Hell, Andy Reid is going to play – a team that he won a Super Bowl with on a team that he's won a Super Bowl with. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's crazy when you got a coach like that.
There's definitely a lot of pieces to the puzzle, but.
Man.
We both got to sit here and agree, man. Kansas City, they found the best puzzle piece.
Oh, and well, think about coming from, who did they have before? Who was it? Alex Smith? Is that who
it
was?
Wasn't it?
I think it was. And they were literally, because I remember the switch. Because, and again, the only reason I remember is because it was the Packers. The Packers were undefeated. They lost to the 0-15 Chiefs at the end of the season. And so, there, that was the only games that terrible Chiefs team won. And then, like, 2 years later, it's Mahomes, and they're just destroying everybody. Because they got rid of, you know what I mean? It's like, what the hell? What the hell happened?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Hit the light switch, man.
Anyway, so... Well, look, there's...
Should be a good game, honestly.
For sure,
I think it's going to be pretty close, but my prediction's Eagles.
Me too, but I think we can all rally around the fact that the NFL is making way too much money on this.
Yeah.
Way too much money. That's just insane.
Close to $1 billion. We'll chalk it up as that.
Unbelievable. How do you sleep at night, Roger Goodell?
Give me some of that.
Probably very, very comfortably on a bed made of cash. That's what it is. Right. So, anyway. Anything else we need to go over? Or is that it?
I got a few more stories, but I'm going to save them for next hour.
Good enough for me, man. All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock one. It rocks.
Well, good morning. It's 729 Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up?
Yes. Don't forget, find us. We are streaming live right now on the WIRX Facebook page. You can find us on the YouTubes, the Plan B Morning Show page with Brock and Hunter. And also twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. You can get in on the conversation. We've been chatting with people, and you can tell us what's on your mind, good or bad. If you have questions, comments, concerns, we don't care. We don't care one bit. It doesn't matter.
Mostly concerns.
You know what? You keep it to yourself. No, but join us, get in on the conversation, have some fun with us, and we'll be on for the next half hour or so. With that said, let's do it. It's sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweiser. So, when the big game is on and it's halftime and you look in your fridge, Don't be that guy that goes, oh, my God, we're out. No, get stocked up now with Delicious Bud products and, of course.
Are you referencing the commercial?
No. Is there a commercial like that?
Yeah, is it a commercial that's exactly like that?
Oh.
The guy looks at his fridge and he goes, hey, we're out of Buds.
No, I didn't know that.
You stole it.
I stole it. You stole it. Just like I stole the beer out of that guy's fridge.
You stole it.
No. Maybe I'm just creative, huh? Maybe that. No, I probably saw it and just subconsciously.
Yep. Anyway, moving on. Some quick scores from last night. NCAA Men's College Basketball. Michigan beat Nebraska. You're damn right. 93-72. Caught a little bit of that game. Pretty fun game to watch.
Yeah.
Actually, Nebraska had a, what was his name? It was some kind of odd, weird name. But this dude could ball.
Yeah.
He was probably maybe just a little taller than you, man. But it quick, fast, going underneath the basket. Doing reverse layups, it was impressive.
Was he European?
I think so. I think he might have been from like China, maybe.
Oh, okay.
But man, could shoot.
Yeah.
Was quick.
Throwing down.
But not enough to get past the old Wolverines. 93-72 there. Georgia Tech beating Notre Dame last night, 70-68. NBA from last night, Cavaliers beating the Pistons, 113-85. The Heat. Beating the Pacers 116.
Bringing the heat. Bringing the heat.
Bringing the heat. Speaking of bringing the heat, some fans will be bringing the heat tonight. Milwaukee Bucks travel to Los Angeles to face the Lakers. A few days ago, this looked like a hot sports ticket item because LeBron James was chasing Kareem Abdul's all-time points record. A lot of people paid a lot of money to be at this game, hoping to see the history be made. And then LeBron broke the record on Tuesday. So now it's just a regular ass game.
Literally means nothing. You can purchase
the tickets for less than $100. They're just giving them away.
How much were some of those tickets going for?
I don't know. $5,000. Was that the number?
Ridiculous. You know, I don't even feel bad for these people. I don't even feel bad for these people. I don't. It's your own fault for thinking that.
Imagine sitting there. $5,000 ticket, and then somebody comes and sits next to you. And, excuse me, you mind me asking how much you paid for your ticket? I was like $25. It was amazingly cheap.
I actually just found it outside.
Oh. Yeah, on the ground.
I found it on the ground.
I would be a little ornery.
For sure. Yeah.
You know?
Angry.
Thousands and thousands of dollars.
Nope.
Like you said last hour, LeBron doesn't even show up.
Yeah, LeBron's just taking he set the record, so he's taking the day off to celebrate with people.
The night off. Yep, sorry, guys. It went backfire. But you know what? That's what you get. I mean, for some situations, I guess I can kind of see it. If you're like the ultimate LeBron fan, you've never seen him.
So
this could be the, you know.
I brought this up last hour. It's like, let's say there's like a 80-year-old man who's been a lifelong Lakers fan, and he's just like, this would be so great. I get to see my favorite team and LeBron break the record. And so he does that. Like, okay, I feel bad maybe for that guy, but for everyone else who wanted it just for the status symbol, which if you're paying $5,000 a ticket, you don't really care about the game. You just want to be there for your Instagram. That's all it is. It's the same thing when I see all these celebrities, like Kim Kardashian, courtside. What the hell is she doing there? She just wants to be seen, and that's it. She doesn't care about the game.
That was a penalty.
Yeah.
They're called fouls, Kim. Yeah. They're called fouls.
Where's the hockey sticks? This is basketball, you dumb idiot.
Yeah. It was an offsides, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
So that's what it is. That's my take on it. So I don't really feel bad for these people. They got hosed,
man. Yeah. Hosed. Yeah. 5 G's, you know. Hey, that's the risk you take if you know he potentially could have beaten it the night before or a couple nights before.
Yep.
There you go. So, and you know what? Moving on. More about tickets. We talked about this a little bit last hour. Another Super Bowl, another year for ridiculous ticket prices. So not only people getting hosed at the LeBron game, Sunday's game will be the second most expensive in history. Average ticket price, $9,000, Brock. Cheapest ticket going around $5,500.
We did the math on this last hour, and we rounded, of course. I think it's safe to round up, But I mean, they're probably going to make close to $1 billion on one game in ticket sales. That's just ticket sales. That's not including the beer. That's not including the advertising. That's insane. What are they doing with all
the secondary market? They're going for over $12,000. So if you or I wanted to go pick one up, you better have like $15 cash. I'll meet you at the gas station.
Bring the cash in a duffel bag, and I'll give you one ticket for $15,000.
That's basically what you're doing.
So let's say you and I wanted to go, probably $30,000 for two of us to go.
$30,000. And hey, that's not covering flight. That's not hotel expense. That's not parking, which is probably $2,000, you know.
You know, all of that's jacked up too, because the hotels are jacked up, because they know people are going to be staying around that area. Parking's jacked up. Flights are more expensive. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of hassle in it too. Like it's not $5,000. This is just going to be glory. You got to fight the crowds in the airport. You got to fight the crowds at the stadium.
Yep.
Yeah. Granted, when you're sitting there watching, you might have a good time if you have a good seat, if you can see anything.
Yeah. If you got a good seat, and if you even care about the teams.
It would be interesting to interview people after the Super Bowl that spent like 10, you know, $5,000-$10,000.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, was it worth it?
Was it worth it?
Yeah. And most of them are going to say yes, just because they have to justify spending that money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm sure there will be a few of them thinking like, damn, after you just asking me that question and thinking about it.
Yeah.
No, kind of a hassle.
We'll find that guy who's sleeping in his garage because his wife kicked him out of the house.
I was going to say,
he spent $10,000.
You know, you can get in an argument with your wife at home for free, or in Arizona for
even if it was the Green Bay Packers, even if it was the effing Green Bay Packers, all right, I could be on my deathbed and be like, look, we want to send you the Super Bowl. Okay, right, if they send me, I'm going to go, but like, do you want to go? All right, we got some tickets, we got some stuff lined up. Be like, okay, how much is it? No, I'm not going. All right. I will die here with the money in my pocket because that's insane. That's insane. And it's just going to keep going up. It's just going to keep going up.
You get a free ticket and croak the day before. Yeah. That's what would happen.
Hey, I'd be so excited about going to see the Packers in the
right there.
And I'm dead. I think he's dead. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And it's frustrating and annoying that people are, they keep feeding into it. Like, here's, folks, you want the prices to go down? Just don't go. Just don't go.
Just don't go, yeah.
Don't go.
That ain't going to happen, though. That's for sure. No. You know why? You know why it's absurd to me? It's because the games that I've been to, I can't watch the game. I can't see what's going on.
Yep.
And that bothers me. Granted, I'm never on the 50-yard line, you know, like seven rows up.
Well, here.
But even so, it's just the experience watching the game is so much better on TV as far as viewing the actual game. Now, the experience, the noise, the feeling, the whole general experience of it, I guess, is a lot different being there in the moment. You know, you can't compare anything to that. But as far as actually watching the game, you can't beat what you see on TV.
No,
you just can't.
No, and here I'll chalk it up to this. It you know, I've been to a handful of Packer games, and even in my adult life, and we just went to one this past season. The Packers smoked the Vikings. Well, it was great, but after a while, we kind of lost interest because the game was so lopsided. I mean, and I spent more time in the beer line doing that. And so, I mean, there's times where, oh my God, I missed a play. You're sitting there talking to your buddies. You're doing all that. So the game is almost secondary. You're paying for the experience, but you can't tell me that the Super Bowl experience is that much better compared to any other game. You know what I mean?
You know, think about this. If you're paying $10,000 for a Super Bowl ticket, when you leave to go get a beer, how much money per minute do you think you were wasting
for
standing in that line, missing that game?
For overpriced beer, too. So you got to add in that, too. So
this is like $50 a minute we're talking here.
Yeah, it adds up quick. It adds up quick, man. Brian commented, he said, Michigan average is $90 at 114,000 people, 10 million plus a game there at Michigan, the big house.
Craziness.
Yep.
Those are the games I've been to, really. And granted, Michigan is it's the second biggest stadium in the world.
Yep.
And so, I mean, it is kind of hard to watch the game in the big house because it's a massive stadium, but
You think they made it that big God, to just cash in? They made it that big just to cash in on that?
No, no. They definitely have to have it that big. There's so many people that go to those games.
I get that there's so many people that go to that game, but it's almost double a lot of NFL stadiums.
Oh, yeah.
For a college.
Well, you think about it. You got the college students, you know, the college mass going to the games, plus the actual fans, parents, regular fans. It's craziness.
I don't know. Michigan's not always been that good to justify a stadium that big. You know.
Hey, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. As a Michigan fan, I would love to argue with you on that one. But.
How big should we make the stadium? Let's go big. Let's go big on this one. So.
Speaking of the Big House, man, if you've never been, even if you're not a Michigan fan, you should go experience
that's
it.
What,
it is a coliseum. You know what's wild about the Michigan stadium? You walk up to it, and you're like, man, you ain't so big. But it's dug out.
It's dug
out of the ground. So when you walk in, you're basically mid level.
Yeah.
And you walk in and oh my God, are you serious?
That's dangerous. You don't want to get drunk and tumble down those stairs. You're tumbling down.
You know? massive stadium.
Zarkathius echoed that sentiment. He said everyone needs to go to that stadium in Michigan at least once. So, I'd love to go, but Hunter's never invited me, so I guess I'll plan a trip by myself.
No, shut up. We invited you to the Michigan-Wisconsin game. I specifically
Right. You did.
Yeah, you jerk.
And what did I say? F you, Hunter. Get the hell out of here.
Jerk.
I just want to know where all that money's going and where it's coming from, because it's nuts. Yeah. With the Super Bowl,
$90
everything.
On average, I think we paid like $180 per ticket, and it's now it's like $70 to park in the parking lot, and you have to pay because there's no parking elsewhere around it. It's all campus and whatnot, houses, and you know another amazing thing, they let you park on the golf course.
Oh yeah, because they're cashing in on that. Yeah, for sure.
I guess. Yeah, for sure. You have the funds to repair the golf course.
We'll fix the tire tracks. Don't worry. Because we're making oodles and oodles of money. Yeah, for sure.
Just the greenskeeper every single Saturday is just like, oh, my
God.
Come
on, guys. Ridiculous. It's raining.
Neutral dropping. Yeah.
Hey, for $70, I'm leaving some ruts, all right? That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm doing, so.
Yeah. There you go, man. It's your sports this morning.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.